Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Hebron Mayor Valerie Mokas and Economic and Community Development Director. I always keep forgetting to throw that in for you, Brittany, the Community Development Director part with the Village of Hebron. But they are joining us today. Cloudy skies throughout the day. A little bit of rain today through the evening. And then tomorrow, not too bad. Partly sunny with a high near 51. Now, look, there was a lot of things that I could have started with today. And Joel, you noticed it. And I certainly noticed it right away. But, Mayor, you brought in a pie. Now, this is just not any
I noticed pie. The sweatshirt. I didn't notice the pie.
You are lying through your teeth.
I am not
You already
lying
have a napkin out and a fork.
That is not true at all.
This special story behind this pie.
Yeah.
Let's hear about it.
So in Hebron, we have a bit of a rock star in our community. She actually has won and taken second place at the state level a couple years for her apple pie. And so when we spoke to you about coming in, we immediately reached out to her and said, hey, Penny, would you be willing to make a pie for the guys at WNKO? And she's like, absolutely, I'd love to.
Mm.
And then I was like, okay, well, how much should I charge them?
It's been nice talking to you, Mayor. Have a good day. Leave the pie.
Well, once you take a bite of this, you would have been willing to pay for
well,
it.
I mean,
but we won't make that happen.
With that kind of resume, I mean, heck yeah.
Well,
I'm surprised you don't sell it by the thin slice.
Well, now the Hebron pie, because Joel mentioned you have this. We were there this year. Unbelievable crowds. This thing has just blown up over the last few years. People look forward to this and have a great time with it.
Yeah, so two things. One, I think that our community is very reflective of Licking County and our region. We really do yearn for a little bit more of home and how things were simpler, you know, in earlier days. And so I think leaning into the Americana and the pie festival, it's just very down home and it feels very comfortable for a lot of people. And then we get this rock star in here who comes in, and I wouldn't say she's taken it up a level. I'd say you took it up pie levels, three levels. I mean, it's crazy how fantastic she's been able to really turn this into an amazing event for our entire area.
Well, I will add, the only thing I did is make sure I had the right people on the team, because we have a group of 20 people on that planning committee, and every single person owns a huge part of the festival. The parade has turned into something I never anticipated. That all started with volunteering my sister, and she has grown it into something absolutely phenomenal, and then added a 5K this past year. It's been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pretty special.
And you know what I like about it? The community members come together to run it. I mean, the cheerleaders are down there doing their thing. You've got different organizations.
Be
that are
honest, the reason you liked it this year was the beer tent.
I like that you had the community members involved.
Oh,
there was a beer tent?
There was a beer tent this year, but that goes back to your original comment about the community coming together and different organizations. The Lakewood Little League football team, the parents of that group, they ran that beer tent as a fundraiser for their group, and it was very successful.
Yeah, well, I know it was. But I'm just saying, it's so much fun to see everybody involved in it and kind of, hey, what can I do? The people who run the pie thing with your little, you know, turnstile walkthrough thing, and then they got the truck there, and there's people running. I need another piece of blackberry. I mean, people are just running all over. You guys, it's a well-oiled machine.
And
it
that
really
is 100% volunteer-led as well. A lot of people think we contract that out because it's a huge component of the festival. No, that is a local resident, and she enlists her entire family plus more to run that, and it is a well-oiled machine.
It is. I mean, to tell you, it's amazing. Do you have any idea how many pies you go through?
Oh, I didn't have that number off the top of my head, but I think this year it was close to 500 pies.
Five
and then fry pies.
And yes, that's not counting
the fry
pies.
That's not counting the fry pies. And
absolutely,
it's pies of all types, too.
Yes.
That's what I love. See, I love it because it's one of the few places I can get a rhubarb pie. And I love rhubarb pie. But if people look at you like you're from another planet when you say getting your rhubarb pie.
Well, yeah, usually people cut that with strawberry.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying it's so good.
Well,
it is so good.
People really wanted cream pies, and logistically that was impossible, at least we thought, until Melissa came up with a solution, and she partnered with Creative Catering, who we all love in Hebron, and so they made it happen by renting a refrigerator truck that sits right there on Main or High Street and serves the pie.
It's awesome. Yeah, you talk about the creative catering. You talk about all this. You guys are having cups here with a new business, Lulu's. I mean, businesses want to come there. It's not just folks wanting to move there. We're going to talk about a housing addition going in, but businesses are looking towards that area as well, into Hebron. That's got to make you feel pretty good. You just had a ribbon cutting, too.
Yeah, we I think Hebron is really lucky in the sense that as a mayor who's owned a small business for over 20 years and then having somebody with incredible chamber experience, we get it. And we love entrepreneurs. Like, I am totally going to geek out a little bit. Our coffee shop, Lulu's, it is amazing. And I was saying earlier, I think she's like a coffee sommelier. I mean, she just, you walk in, you're like, I like this. I like, she's like, I know exactly what you need. And she's fantastic. And she's so young. And having, you know, people come in with a dream of opening a shop and then just making that happen. It's so amazing. And then Brittany's team does a lot to help get the word out so that folks know that they're there with the ribbon cuttings and the videos and highlighting our businesses. And then she's got a newsletter where she is able to share that. So there's just a lot going on, and you're really able to get that word out there to not just our residents, but to area folks as well.
We've had some really great small businesses that have been a part of the village for a long time. Hebron Dairy Bar, formerly known as Heyman's, Clay's Cafe, Creative Catering, Hebron Nails, Studio Lane, SNF Photography, all of them have been there, and they've been our solid people we can count on. But then now we have this upheaval of these new businesses coming in and really excited about coming to Hebron. Main Street is, it's almost full. I'm running out of retail space, which is a good problem. And I did not have that problem 2 years ago when I started. So we're seeing a level of energy that we haven't seen in a really long time.
So where do you try to capture people from? I mean, you've got, you know, Buckeye Lake to the south. You've got Newark and Heath and Granville to the north. I mean, and there are communities, too, that kind of like to be to themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, we kind of like our vibe and we kind of really don't love outsiders to a degree. So how do you balance that? Where do you draw from?
Yeah, well, first I'll say I think we're in a really fortunate situation being right there off of 79 and being neighbors with Heath and having a strong industrial park. That's another thing that the mayor and I are really focused on is we're extremely fortunate to have the manufacturing base that we have. That brings people in. It employs our residents. And it's been what's kept us going as a community. And so we're really fortunate to have those manufacturing partners. But then we're the gateway to the Buckeye Lake region. And that's another thing that I'm not quite sure Hebron has leveraged to the degree that we're really trying to collaborate more with our partners in that region, be a part of that work that's happening and make sure that we're being a good partner to all those other communities that are welcoming people on a regular basis to the lake. But you have to go through Hebron to get to any of those communities if you're coming from the Licking County side. So visit us.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the other thing is those of us who've been around forever, Hebron used to be very, very vibrant, and we were literally the crossroads. And so you had the rail coming through, you had the canal coming through, you had the road coming, the national road coming through. And so Hebron actually does have a rich history of entrepreneurship and distribution and different types of industry right there in that space. So when I talk to, you know, my older residents, they remember walking downtown and having two amazing groceries across the street from one another right there on Main. So we were used to, if you lived on the north side, you didn't have to cross 40. You could just carry your groceries from the south side grocery. But all that to say, I think the important part when we're talking to residents is to remind them this used to be vibrant. And so it's not that we're changing Hebron. We're trying to get Hebron back to where we had walkable and engaged residents who would get out there and spend time and drink a coffee and have a piece of pie and chat with one another about the weather or the politics. And so I think that's really something that's important to us is creating a space that our residents continue to come together and live life together, not just, you know, go to work, come home and hang out on the sofa.
Have they said that to you, Mayor, when you're out and about? Hey, I appreciate you doing this. And are they giving you ideas, Brittany? But I don't know how the coffee shop came up, but did somebody one day go, well, we could use a coffee shop out here? I mean, are you getting those kind of interaction from the community?
It's funny. Our residents do not hold back. if you know folks that are longtime Hebronites, we say exactly what we think all the time. It's more about, okay, we heard you. but I would say you and I, as soon as we started talking about what would be great, I mean, there were already things that we had already heard from so many people that lined up.
Absolutely. I'd say a couple of things. One, I think people are really excited about the community events we've been doing. That's probably the main piece of feedback that I've received in my role, is that they're excited to see these opportunities to come together, coming back to Hebron. Definitely always providing feedback about the things that we need in Hebron. The number one thing that I still get feedback about, and we're slowly getting there, more restaurants, mm-hmm. right? So we get that feedback often. And then, you know, I think the important thing to keep in mind is how the mayor, with her leadership, we've chose to engage our residents. So not only do we communicate with them more through social media and newsletters and those things, but we've started surveying our residents about different topics. And a lot of times you see these surveys, they're really big or big picture. Mm-hmm. No, we're getting into the nitty gritty. They could be very basic things, but they're important things to our residents. And then monthly stakeholder groups. So we've been bringing different stakeholder groups in our community, whether that's small groups of our residents, our seniors, our veterans, our farming community, our small business. And once a month, we bring in a different group and we just chat with them for an hour. What are the things that are on their mind? What kind of feedback do they have for our administration? And there's been some really spectacular ideas that have come from that.
So being that you're kind of a smallish community, mm-hmm. is there an idea that's too big? I mean, when you talk about a restaurant, mm-hmm. I mean, are you talking about like that kind of classic mom and pop mm-hmm. vibe? Or it's like, hey, let's mm-hmm. go get fill in the blank big chain or something like that. Does that even fit in Hebron?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The thing I would say is I think that what we're trying to attract are small business owners and entrepreneurs. That is what we would like to see. Of course, we have some designated land. I'm definitely going to put my economic development hat on with this comment. We have some designated areas that we think chains or larger corporations would be a better fit. Mm-hmm. But we would love to see some entrepreneurs that are trying to pursue their dreams, that Hebron's the place for them. Mm-hmm. That's the type of things we're trying to attract.
So I will just admit straight up, every once in a while, I'll be in a neighboring community and we'll go somewhere and have like eggs and toast and great coffee. And I will straight up say, hey, have you ever considered? I can't help it. I cannot help it. Because when people know how to take care of their customers, I'm like, that is who we want in Hebron, right? Like we don't want just anybody coming in. We want somebody who really wants to engage. I want somebody who walks up to the table and chats you up for a couple of minutes, right? Because that's who we are in Hebron. So yeah, I might play a little dirty pool that way. I just,
you know, that, remember what she said? Hebronites will say whatever they're feeling.
Yes.
How many politicians you think are going to say, I'll play dirty pool that way? Come on now.
Behind closed doors, maybe, on the radio. So much.
I'm sorry. I just want to be honest.
That's exactly
right. And so for me, it's not that I'm not actually asking that they leave where they are. I just wonder if they'd be willing to do a second. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that it's hard. It's really hard owning a small business. And it's really refreshing when somebody says, hey, you're doing so great. I'd love for you to come to my town. Yeah. And so I really do hope that we get that vibe out there, that we would welcome entrepreneurs who want to come and, you know, sling some bacon and eggs and chat with my residents and argue with them about whatever it is that is on their mind.
So do you play the mayor card when you do that? It's like, hey, I'm the mayor. I can hook you up.
So the first year of being mayor, I avoided the mayor card because it just felt really heavy handed. Now I'm all in. I'll be like, you know, I
make a damn good egg.
Yes.
Over here.
Yes, exactly.
Here's my card.
Yes. I have no power, but I'd really love for you to come on over.
That's hilarious.
Real quick, before we take a break, you mentioned that you're looking at a CIC, a Community Improvement Corporation. Mm-hmm. Maybe talk about this, why this is important.
Yeah. No, we're really excited about this. We have some great examples in Licking County mm-hmm. of Community Improvement Corporations. Ours will look a little different. I would like to say more grassroots. We're a small community, like you mentioned, Joel, but we're a growing community, growing with our small businesses. We have some residential growth that's coming our way, and we want to make sure we have this tool mm-hmm. so that when we are trying to do great things in our community, we can utilize it. And so the Community Improvement Corporation, it's with council right now. So I'm hoping by the end of the year, we will have that established and we'll be able to share more about all of the great work. But it's as simple as making sure we have a facade grant for our small businesses so they're continuing to improve their space and welcome residents and other businesses. It's helping our residents clean up their properties. It's doing a small business attraction campaign. We have a lot of exciting things up our sleeves.
Yeah, imagine that, Joel. We'll have to have them back in 6 months.
That's really intriguing, though. Small business attraction campaign. Mm-hmm. So it's more than just the mayor going out and yes. going, hey, how about backing up the truck our way?
Typically, it just goes, she says that, and then she has a button that push, and then I come and I appear, and then we close the deal. But no, so we have done some work receiving feedback from our residents and then also just really analyzing what do we have now, what do we need as we continue to change and grow and adapt. And so we've identified some areas where we would welcome the types of businesses. We have mm-hmm. the space that could accommodate those types of businesses. And so really just going to be pushing that out, because a lot of times, you know this, working in the community, people have these ideas or these dreams, but they're waiting for the right opportunity or they're waiting to be asked. And so by throwing this out on social media, hey, we need a breakfast diner, if that inspires the next owner of a business in Hebron, we want to do that and just provide these opportunities or maybe these light bulbs yep. to people around the area.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, no problem Very with that cool. whatsoever. Stay tuned. We'll have more with Hebron Mayor Valerie Mokas and Economic and Community Development Director Brittany Meisner. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, Valerie Mokas, and Brittany Meisner with the Village of Hebron are with us today. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the day. Some rain as well. Cloudy tonight with showers. And then for your Saturday, partly sunny with a high right around 50 degrees. Okay, other news that's going on, and new police chief. How exciting is this? And maybe talk a little bit about how you landed on your new chief.
It is very exciting. It's really stressful being a new mayor and having a seasoned chief. Larry Brooks had been with us for almost 30 years, including his earlier service before he was full time. And so that was a big shift very early in my career as mayor. So it was a little nerve wracking, but we got through it, and we actually ended up going through a couple of rounds of applications, a false start. But finally, the clouds opened and light shined through. And so now we have welcomed Mr. Tyler Welsh. He came to us from Lancaster, but he had also served as an MP and in the military, and he also had worked on a college campus. So if you think of those two extremes, one where you're policing the police and the other where you are more focused on building community and having a little bit different relationship than you might as just a patrol officer in Columbus or something. I think having that wide range and understanding for us, it's critically important that our police force have relationships with the residents. I never want my residents to feel uncomfortable calling the police or, you know, not knowing who the police officer is. When you need the police, that's the last time, that's not when you should be meeting them, right? Like, I want them to know them so that they feel comfortable calling and saying, hey, we've got this issue. Can you help?
Mm-hmm. Did you know going through the process that we got, you said the clouds open and this, I mean, did you know right away that this was the guy once you got?
Well, I don't know if he knew, but I knew. So, and you know, it's so funny because my brother-in-law is actually an officer as well. And so he's been kind of talking me through what questions I should be asking, what kind of personality I should be looking for, how I need to be supportive of my police, but still also drive them to search for excellence. And so that's a tight balance to, you know, to find. And you certainly want to be supportive. It's an incredibly intense and scary and hard job. And then we've got, you know, everything going on nationally, and the rhetoric around policing is very challenging. And so trying to find a way to encourage them and kind of, you know, scoot along, but also making sure that they understand that we absolutely 100% support them and want them to be safe and happy and flourish in the village as well.
And I'm not saying Lancaster's, you know, as small as Hebron, but it's nice that you're bringing in somebody who knows the area. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's we were just talking off the air about, you know, sometimes outsiders, it can be a little tough. I would have to think that that's going to be helpful as well, because he knows kind of the culture, correct?
Yeah, and he's got family in Licking County, as far north as Utica, so he's all over the place around here anyway. And I think that it's a really good fit for his family for him to be in this role. And I think it's just, it's going to be a wonderful impact on our community. And I don't know, he's just kind of like that quiet control kind of, I've got this. And I think it's really refreshing.
Very good.
So as a counterpoint to you then.
Exactly. Yes, yes. I create the chaos and then he tamps it down. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, police chief, don't go to the mayor's office or economic and community development director's office. I know her well as well. So, all right. A lot of fun things going on. You got the holiday market coming up.
Yes.
Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We have all kinds of fun things happening in Hebron for Christmas. So we do have a resident decorating contest. So our residents are already starting and Main Street is already lighting up in the evening. So we're excited to see that. We have a theme this year. It's Candy Cane Lane on Main. And our Hebron Christmas holiday market or Christmas market and tree lighting, that is December 6th. It's a Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. It actually started, it's a memorial, tree lighting is a memorial for Scott Walters, who had passed away several years ago.
Sold me my house.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful man. He loved Hebron very much. And so the tree lighting is in memorial of him. We've added the Christmas market since, and it's a really great time for our residents to come together and celebrate the holidays. We have food trucks. We have cookie decorating for the kids. We have complimentary hot chocolate with Lulu's and Centifonti Art Gallery. We have free popcorn. The vendors are looking amazing this year. So if you are looking for some top-notch gifts, the market is the place to be. Mm-hmm. But then we actually have another addition. We have a small, I shouldn't even say small, it's growing dramatically, a Hebron business group that is led by one of our business owners, Angela Centifonti, in Hebron. And they are putting on a Hebron holiday hop, which will take place on December 12th. And that's from 6 to 9. And you can purchase tickets. If you go to our Facebook page, you can see all the places you can purchase tickets. But the $10 ticket, the proceeds will go to the Lakewood DECA Club, which is like a young entrepreneurship club. Well, you guys have had them in, I think, right?
But long time.
Yeah. So that's an exciting addition to the holiday season for us.
Where is the market taking place, or how they, all that? Where will it
take
place?
So the holiday or Christmas market is on the corner of High and Main Street. So Village Center, same place as the Pie Festival. It's where all the Hebron happenings are going on. And then the holiday hop, there's up to 16 different businesses participating. So you'll be able to kind of hop along Main and High Street and be able to visit all of the different businesses in the village.
So cool. So cool. Something like that.
So see the lights.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shop. Have a hot chocolate.
And what more do you want?
Life is good.
Start buying him Christmas gifts.
Right on,
I take a 2X.
Yeah. You're telling me something I don't know?
All right. It's going to be Lancer gear.
Mr. Okay. Mr. Yes. Pie Fest. Yes.
Now, you mentioned Lancer gear, Lancer Locker. You guys are jumping on board with the school district to help folks who need help during this time of the year. This is a pretty cool thing, too.
Yeah. The Lancer Locker is a really cool program. So there's something similar to the Lancer Locker in every building at Lakewood, but the Lancer Locker specifically is in the high school. And it's a place where kids, regardless of income or whatever the situation, it's a safe place they can walk in and they can get the things they need, whether it's clothing, whether it's a toothbrush or deodorant or food items. And it's all based on donations. Mm-hmm. And so last year we had a very successful drive with a few different community partners, and we're doing the same this year, hoping to stock their shelves and that they will have plenty before winter break.
Sure, no doubt about it.
Very cool.
And then you had, you guys are doing a lot there. All right. Maybe we should do this more often. You had a cereal drive not too long ago. Now, I think we all get the concept of it, but how did this come about?
Yeah. So I have the honor of serving on the board of the YMCA, which they do amazing work. A lot of people think they're just a gym, but they have so many different ways they serve our community. And so if you're familiar with the Healthy Kids Backpack Network, that is a program run by the YMCA, and it's in every school in Licking County. And Lakewood specifically, of course, is near and dear to our hearts for obvious reasons. And so when there's been a surge in the need for our food pantry, they haven't been able to support the school districts with the cereal. And so when that need came out, we went out to our business community and to our residents and said, hey, Lakewood needs cereal. And they showed up. We just delivered 264 boxes of cereal the other day. And that was within days of kicking off the drive.
Man, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm. It would have been fewer if there had been Count Chocula. I totally would have taken those.
See, I was going to say, if I'd have seen any Fruity Pebbles laying around, I'd been like, oh, y'all just lost out. Sorry for your luck. They look stale.
I would have swapped them out with some Cheerios or something.
Fruity Pebbles?
No.
Cheerios for Fruity Pebbles?
Count Chocula, man.
Oh, you're mean.
Yeah.
But no requirements on that? I mean, can be fun cereals or healthy cereals?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Correct.
Good.
Look, if I'm going to do it, it's going to be fun cereals.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, you know, sometimes that health thing kicks in. Yeah.
The shelves in Heber and Kroger were a little bare after we called the community to get all of the cereal. So we did have to purchase all of the Cheerios and deliver those to the school. My sister gave me a lot of flack on that, said the kids wouldn't want that. And I said, I don't believe that. The cereal will still be used.
Is this the sister you voluntold to do the parade?
Yeah.
Yeah, then don't
There's
say
a theme
word.
Here.
Yeah, don't even go there.
It's like a lot of finger wagging in the household there.
Oh, yeah.
I can guarantee you this. I bet there were still grape nuts on the shelf.
Yes. We didn't grab any of those. You're exactly right.
Or bran. I guarantee you those
grape nuts and double milk
did not come off. Hey, if folks want more information about anything, is it just as simple as give a call, go to Facebook page? I mean, tell me how people can get all this stuff.
Facebook page, absolutely. We're constantly sharing information on there. We went from having very little activity to there is something we are sharing for either our own village or our community every single day. So please keep track of the Facebook page. The Pie Festival has its own separate Facebook page, as well as our Farmers Market. Hebron, Ohio Farmers Market is that Facebook, and we're going to be starting the planning for next season already. And then, of course, always call down to the municipal complex. Feel free to call myself. Of course, the mayor is always available. Caitlin Bowman, who is in my office, who is an amazing resource, is available too. That's what we're here for, is to help our community.
And Mayor, it's always... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if we have any residents listening... We really,
if you have any residents, well, everybody's tuned in. What is that? What's that shot? How do you like that?
All my residents, all of our residents who are listening, if you have not called me personally and you have issues, I really hope you will. I've had so many residents call and say, I can't believe you called me back. I think that there's a perception that no politician's going to listen to anything you have to say, or they're going to yes ma'am you and hang up. That's just not how we roll there. So
I know you won't be a yes ma'am. No. I guarantee you that.
So I just want to make sure residents know that that's exactly why I'm doing this work. So
Well, again, it's been a lot of fun when you come in. Brittany, I've known you long enough now that you God bless you. Because I don't know which one I feel worse for, because I know how you can be. And, Mayor, I just met you.
It's kind of a cyclone. I am not quite sure what this means. However, I will say, when we're both in the same room, there's a lot of energy.
There is that. Well, thank you again, both of you. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy. Safe if you're making travels. I know you said you've got places to go, and you. So the both of you, happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy your holiday. Again, we want to thank Heber Mayor Valerie Mokas and Economic and Community Development Director Brittany Miser. Be sure to join us on Monday's Talk of the Town. Fred Bohl will be in from the works talking about all the great things that they've got going on for the holiday season. That, again, is on Monday's Talk of the Town.